All right, let's get started.
Okay.
So if you want to sort of, Wally can answer first, Jay, you can answer second, or vice versa. We can just sort of take turns like that. But for the first question, what made you decide to do the show?
I had really no intention of being on the show. I think it was an organic happening. I was casted, and it just really seemed like a good opportunity the way it was described to me. I'm in a moment in my life where I was looking for love. It was not going to be some really young, troublesome type of show. So I was like, all right, I'm open to it. I had no idea I'd actually be on it. So here we are.
Yeah, I would say too, like similar to Wale, this was very unexpected. I'm in the dating streets, right? I'm on the dating apps. I'm looking for a relationship. And then I got an opportunity with a casting agent who reached out, who said they thought I could be a good fit for the show. So at first, I was like, what is this? Is this, I don't know anything about reality TV. This is not my jam. But once I had some few conversations and got some more information about the show, I was like, this could be exciting. This could be a great experience. Not many folks get an opportunity to do something like this. So I said, why not? And then I'm on the Love Hotel.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, being on the Love Hotel, what were some of your favorite memories?
Think some of my favorite memories was literally just meeting the guys and the women. They were so nice to me. Like I don't think I ever had a moment where I just felt out of place. I think I like really made genuine friendships with them, and we communicate still at times. And I think that was some of my favorite parts of it, just like the unknown. I'm someone that just kind of likes trying new things, and to be in a reality TV show by far is one of the most different things I've ever done. So I think that part of it was super exciting. And to stay at a $1,500 a night hotel wasn't bad either. It was okay. I had my own personal concierge. I was eating stuff that I never ate before. It was a good time. It was like a trip. It was a vacation.
Yeah, very similar to Wale. Like for me, the best part of this experience was really just building these friendships and connections with both the fellas and the ladies, right? Because I don't think a lot of folks realize, even though the ladies are reality TV superstars, this is the first time they're doing a dating show. So we were all in this together. This is a shared experience. It was awkward for all of us, but to go through that with this whole group was fantastic. And we have like lifelong friendships that will be here forever.
Awesome. Oh, I love that. Well, what was it like specifically, getting to know the ladies?
For me, it was pretty unique because I'm like the youngest, or if not the youngest there. So, walking in, I had really no idea what the age disparity would be like. So once I got there, I'm like, what am I doing here? I don't, what, this is, this can't be real. So it was instantly like I'm making friendships. Until I saw Ashley, then I was like, all right, I don't gotta be everybody's friend. But as soon as I saw the women, they're beautiful, but it's like, no, that's not for me. I'm not for them. So it was really just going there, just being friendly and just trying to like get to know them. Like I was really like, all right, we could just be friends. We could be cool.
Yeah, for me, I didn't know what to expect because, again, just like most of the fellas, we have never watched, or I have never watched any kind of housewife shows or things like that. All you hear about is that the housewives are messy and there's drama, right? So I'm going into it like, should I be guarded? Like, what's going to go on here? But once we really got to meet them, and probably like the first 5 minutes after I spoke with all of them, my guard came down. They were, honest. They were cool. They were open. They seemed like just normal women who are, again, just feeling as awkward in this situation as the rest of us. So that really put my mind at ease and opened up, hopefully, a chance to really connect with somebody.
Yeah, oh, that's great. Well, aside from the awkwardness and the challenges, surrounding a dating show, what were some of the biggest challenges of being on the show?
The biggest challenge for me was having to be in groups. I've never had to talk to women with eight other men at the same time. Like it's not a natural thing, and it took me some time to get used to it. Over the course of the experience, you'll see that I make my own solo experiences multiple times. Like, I'm gonna pull Ashley aside. I just can't talk to a woman romantically with another guy. So that was super difficult for me, super awkward. And so I try to figure out how can I be my authentic self by making these pockets of like solo time. Like that was awkward for me.
That's actually a really good one, Paul. That was for me. I can tell you this with a straight face. I have never in my life spoke or talked as much about my emotions and my feelings in dating with a group of men as much as I did in the 3 weeks that in Mexico. Every day, we were repeating the conversations. It was like a therapy session every damn day. So that was a challenge because that could get exhausting, when it's repetitive every day. And then also the unknown, right? Like knowing what's going to happen today. Like, oh, is today elimination day? Or today are we going on dates? Or are they asking us? Or are we asking them? So I think just kind of the unknown and the constant just feelings and emotions all at once, it can be draining.
Yeah, that's such a good one for sure.
I can't imagine either. Well, was there anything you wish the show showed that they didn't in terms of your personality and hobbies, etc.? Maybe something, that you feel is a strong character about yourself, but you didn't get portrayed necessarily.
We've only seen one episode for now, so I can't really speak too much on it, but off the first episode, I think they captured a lot of my humor, which I thought was super cool. I felt accurately represented on that first episode. I'm really introspective, so I like at the end when I don't kiss Ashley, they show me talking to myself, like because that's literally what I do a lot of times. I just think about things. So I think I was accurately represented. I think the experience was super comical, and I think I went in there really laxed. So I like that that shows on camera because I was really in there just like I'm open to the experience. Whatever happens, happens. I'm just gonna be myself. And if you can be yourself and that translates well in something like this, it feels good for sure.
Well, I'm calling character assassination with Giselle in that boring comment. Like, come on,
He said my man was boring. He's
why
not
that do me like
boring.
that, right? No, Giselle's gonna she's gonna shine in any room she's in, and she's gonna have like the I love G. She has that energy. For me, I'm more of a has that quiet confidence, right? I'm trying to really get to know her, get past the glam, get past the glitz and the one-liners, right? So I was really trying to connect with her. But I hope they show a little bit more of my personality because I don't think I'm boring at all. That's a
Jay, when
character
I saw that, I was
assassination.
like, nah, they didn't do my man Jay like that. He is not boring.
Thank you. Character assassination,
Me and Jay have hung
Wale.
out since the show has aired. Like, he's not a boring guy,
That's
right?
all right. That's okay.
Well, I've known you for 20 minutes and I don't think you're boring for what it's
Thank you.
worth. Well, after Love Hotel, what's up next for the both of you?
I mean, I don't know if this even gets discussed on the show a lot, but I actually have a festival that I run called Yellow Cup Weekend, and we're on tour this summer. We're going to seven different cities. So that's one big part of my life besides being like an IT director. It's really just pushing that. We've been adding new cities, it's been really big. And so I'm just excited about that. It just seems like it's just gonna be a fun summer. I got this show, I got the tour coming. This is interesting. I'm excited about what life is going to bring me. Thus far, life's been amazing. So if it can be better, I'm taking it,
That's awesome.
For me, I'm looking forward to just I got two sons, gonna be 14 and 12 year old this summer. So just really spending time with them and just bonding with them. They actually started, I let them watch the first episode. I made sure I vetted it first, but they watched the first episode. So they're ready to see how this all unfolds. But just spending time with them. And we do have some plans to meet with some of the guys over the summer and get together and like I know Ralph has two kids, two boys around the same age. So we talked about going to DC together
That's
with our
awesome.
kids and hanging out. So again, I'm looking forward to what's coming.
Cool. And then one last question. If you all have anything to add, maybe a fun fact, that we didn't hear or something that they didn't show on the sh they that we didn't learn on the show?
Fun fact, it was super hot every day, like unbearably hot. I'm lucky I didn't get caught sweating like my man Jay
They
did,
got
but
me. Yeah.
there was times where I was drenched. Like it was hot. It was, like I don't think it shows because it looks so beautiful. Bravo does a great job with just how everything looks so scenic, but it was hot. It was hot. I was
Wally, I
running
look
from
like I
the
did the ice bucket challenge, man.
sun.
They did me dirty,
I was running
dirty.
from the sun, man. It was hot. It was super hot. So I don't think a lot of people know how hot it truly was at the Love Hotel. The heat was up there.
That's a good one. Yeah, it was definitely hot. It took me, I'm not built for that heat. It took me a minute to get used to that heat. One fun thing, I guess, I gotta talk about the $25,000 taco. Let me tell you something. I could have saved Bravo about $24,990. We could have went up to Taco Loco off the street, and it would have been just as good. It would have been just as good. I'll leave it at that.
All right, well, thank you both.